This is Spoleto Today from the School of the Arts at the College of Charleston. I'm Jeanette Gwynn. The Spoleto Festival USA Chamber Music Series at the Dock Street Theater is 33 concerts. And Artistic Director Jeff Nuttall is the host of every one. Welcome, Jeff.
Good to be here.
How many musicians does it take to do 33 chamber music concerts?
Well, you know, we have a whole stable, and the challenge is when you want people to come, but they can't come for the whole time. So, for instance, Elisa Weilerstein's coming this year, and I love Elisa, and to be able to get her with her schedule to come at all, it's great. But she can't come the whole time, so then it's a crossword puzzle.
How do you begin to put together 11 different programs?
Well, if I told you all my secrets, then anybody could do it, and then it would be... No, that's actually really easy. It's simply about what music do I really want to play and hear this year? And then I look at who we have to play it, and then I start calling and say, hey, pianist, Pedja, Enon, do you want to play or would you be willing to learn piece A? And then he comes back and says, actually, no, I'm not playing that, and it's too hard, or I don't like it. I want to learn. I want to play this. So there's this constant, from what I started with thinking was going to be the program to what it ended up as, it was a huge and long walk through the woods, so to speak.
Mark Applebaum is the composer in residence for this year's festival. Can you tell us about him?
He's eclectic in a totally natural way. He's multi-talented. He's an incredible visual artist. All of his scores are works of art. They're all handwritten. No Finale or Sibelius. Everything is there. So he's that. He's a great jazz pianist, an improviser. He's a performer in various ways. We've only scraped the surface this year, but he performs in all sorts of different... He has a sound sculpture called the Mousketeer that he performs with. So that's a whole... He's an incredible teacher, and he's a professor at Stanford University. He speaks eloquently and in a really great self-deprecating way on stage. And he creates these incredible things that make you think about what art is and what... composition is, and it's a really, he's inspiring in a lot of different ways.
Every year you celebrate your wedding anniversary at Spoleto. Mm. I think that means you got married at Spoleto.
Yeah, it was a great story. I love Charleston. I love Spoleto, and we got married in Charleston, and it was because St. Lawrence Quartet got the job at Stanford University. We're going to move from New York City to California, and I was dating Miss Livia Sohn at the time, and her dad, who's a lovely but rather severe Korean doctor, said, you're not moving with that boy to California unless you get married. Now, the fact that I was going to be a professor at Stanford University helped out a lot. I mean, but not being married and moving to California was not cool. So we had to get married somewhat quickly, and our choices for family destinations were, you know, suburban Hartford, Connecticut, or a farm in Ontario, neither of which people really wanted to come to. And so we thought, well, Charleston's perfect destination, right? People actually want to come here, and we'll be here. A lot of our friends will be here at the festival. So the last day of the festival in 2000, we got married. So we think fondly, and the last day of the festival, we always have some sort of party, and this year we're having a bigger one because it's 15 years.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jeff. The Chamber Music Festival at the Dock Street Theater, part of Spoleto Festival USA, every day at 11 and 1. Our guest is Artistic Director Jeff Nuttall. For Spoleto Today, I'm Jeanette Gwynn.